With transcendental knowledge and renunciation and engaged in devotional service for their eternal benefit, take shelter of my lotus feet. And since I am the Lord, they are thus eligible to enter into the kingdom of Godhead without fear.
Jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yogena yogina shimayo padam lagne प्रविशन्ति अकुतो भयम्। अकुतो भयम्। Here, in this material world, simply भयम्। Only fearfulness. Nobody is safe here. At any moment, the life may be finished. Nobody can guarantee. Padang padang jad vipadam. In the Shastra it is said that here in this material world there is danger in every step. You are walking very nicely and sometimes suppose there is a skin of plantain and you slip and your leg may be broken. Padam, padam, even walking, even sitting, heart failure. So there is no guarantee. Any moment we can die. And it is therefore called Mrityuloka, the place where death is, sure, as sure as death. People give surety example as sure as death. As nobody can avoid death, it is sure. You may be very strong and stout in your health and go on exercising on the beach daily, but you can die any moment. There is no guarantee. But everyone wants akutobhayam. There may not be, I must be very safe and sound in every respect, in my social position, so far my health is concerned, anything. Everyone wants that, security. But there is no security. That is called struggle for existence. There is no security and the rascals are struggling to get security. How it is possible? If this place is meant for that purpose, padang padang jada vipadam, then how you can get security? This is foolishness, mudha. There is no possibility of security, still they are making security. This way, that way, this way, that way, that way. Therefore Krishna says, Manas sasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati, mumaivamsu jiva-bhuta, all these living entities. Krishna does not say that I am for the Hindu living entities or the Indian living entities. Where it is? It is in Bhagavad Gita. Why the foolish man take it that Krishna Hindu, Krishna Indian? Krishna says that Suridam Sarvabhutanam, I am friend of all living entities. Sarvabhutanam, not only human society, but animal society, the plant society, the aquatic society. There are so many living entities. Ananto koti. So anantaya kalpate. The living entities, there is no limit. There are so many quantities. And Krishna says that Sridang Sarvabhutanam Gyatamam Shanti Michati. When one understands that I, Krishna, is the friend of everyone. Krishna when says Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja, he does not say to Arjuna, he says to all living entities, without any exception, Sarvabhutana, Sridam Sarvabhutana. This is position of Krishna. So, by giving up Krishna, we have now given up Krishna. We are canvassing this Krishna consciousness movement. We are canvassing everyone, every door. Please come to Krishna. This is our business. But they will not come. They have forgotten Krishna or they have rejected Krishna. This is the position. Therefore, they are always in fearfulness position, always fearful. Bhayam dityabhi nivesata shat. This is sattva. When there is fear, when one understands there is something else than Krishna, then he is fearful. Then he is fearful. Ditya abhinivesha. Ditya means forgetfulness of Krishna. I am Krishna's eternal servant. I am Krishna's eternal part and parcel, son of most intimate relationship. Aham bija pada pita. Krishna says. Sarvajonishu kanta. Krishna says there are so many forms of life, 8,400,000. But Krishna claims, Aham bija pada pita, I am the seed-giving father of everyone. So where is Krishna, Hindu or Indian? Where it is stated? Why people take like that? That is not fair. Therefore, they are in the fearful condition of life. Always afraid. What will happen next? Sadas madmigna dhiyam asad-grahat. Asad-grahat. People have taken something which is asad. The basic instruction is asatoma. Sadgama. Don't remain in the asat, in the untruth. Come to the truth. So, at the material world, we have forgotten Krishna and we are situated in the asat, which is not truth. Therefore, there is bhoy, fearfulness. It's like a child, if he is forlorn by the father and mother, then he is always in fearful condition, crying on the street, where is my father, where is my mother? This is our position. So if you want to be not fearfulness, no more fear, avayam, satya samsuddhi, if you become out of fearfulness, then you have to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore Krishna is begging, because we are Krishna's sons, or we have got very intimate relationship with Krishna, and you have given it up, and you have forgotten it. Therefore you are suffering. The Krishna being father, Krishna being friend of everyone, he comes, and he canvasses. And at last he says, you rascal, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sarva ahamtam sarva papibham. You are rotting here by repeatedly committing sinful life. Therefore, you are changing from one body to another, and this is your material condition. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. You are thinking, when you are a human being or an American, you are thinking, now I am in very good position. But next moment you can become a dog, you can become an insect. Tatha dehantara prati. But the rascals, they do not know. He thinks, I am secure. And although he is fearful, he is thinking secure. This is called Maya. He is always fearful, still he is thinking that he is secure. This is called Maya. So actually, if you want to become secure, then you have to take this yoga system, jnana vairagya yuktaya. It is said, jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yogena yogina. Yogis. Yogis means bhakti yogi, not this gymnastic yogi. The yogi is, of course, to concentrate the mind under some mechanical process. Therefore, those who are under too much under the concept of bodily concept of life, for them this hatha yoga is recommended, because they know simply this body. So all right, you make exercise in this way, you practice this asana, you sit down like this, you see like this, you think like this, in this way there is a mechanical process to control the mind and senses. That is gymnastic part of the yoga system. But real process is to concentrate the mind upon the Supreme Personality of God. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa pasyantijam yogina. The yogi's business is, by controlling the mind, focus it toward Krishna or Lord Vishnu. That is real yoga system. So as soon as you focus your mind upon Krishna or Vishnu, that is bhakti yoga. Either you do it by meditation or do it 24 hours by practical application of your activities for Krishna. That is called bhakti yoga. And that is called samadhi. Even if you are going to some place for Krishna's business, to see the police commissioner or going to the court for some degree, because you are doing, you are concentrating your mind on Krishna, that is called yoga, bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is so easy. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, kurushata madarpanam. The result should be given to Krishna. After working so hard, day and night, people are working so hard, day and night, but the result they are enjoying. And bhakti yogi, the same thing, they are also working day and night, but the result is for Krishna. This is the difference between bhakti yogi and ordinary karmis. Therefore, ordinary karmis, they cannot understand that the bhaktas are on the transcendental platform. They think they are like us. By sentiment they are chanting and dancing. No, that is not. It is bhakti yoga. And that is based on jnana and vairagya. One cannot be bhakti yogi without jnana and vairagya. It is not a sentimental thing. It is based on pure knowledge. What is that pure knowledge? Pure knowledge means, I do not belong to this material world. I am spirit soul. Aham Brahmasmi. Therefore, my business is to serve the Supreme Brahma or Param Brahma. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitam, Param Ambala. Arjuna agreed to serve Krishna. Why? Because he understood Krishna, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitam, Param Ambala. Sasatam Purusam. Purusam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not impersonal. Impersonal feature is one of the features of Krishna. But Krishna, factually, is the Supreme Person, Vyakti. That is called Gyan. And without this knowledge, Vedaścha Sarvaiva Ahameva Vednam, by studying all the Vedas and Vedantas, if one cannot understand what is the nature of Krishna, what is actually Krishna, then he is not in perfect knowledge, again. Therefore Krishna says, bhavanam janmanam anti jnanavan vang pravaddhate. Who surrenders to Krishna, unless one is fully in knowledge, what is absolute truth, what I am, what is my relationship with the absolute truth, that is called knowledge. And if one understands that Krishna is my eternal master, is my eternal father, I am not this body, I am also the same thing as Krishna, spiritual, mamaivaṃsha, I am part and parcel of Krishna. If Krishna is gold, then I am also gold. But Krishna is gold mine, I am gold earring. That's all. This is knowledge. Jnana vairāga yukta. And when one comes to this knowledge, then he becomes reluctant to this material attachment. That is called vairāga. Just like you, boys and girls have joined this movement, you have understood to some extent that we didn't require these material opulence, we want Krishna. So, the idea that we don't want this material opulence, that is called vairāga. And why you want Krishna? Because Krishna is your eternal master, eternal father. That is called jnana. Jnana vairāga yuktena. Not sentimental. We must know very clearly what is Krishna, that is jnana, what is my relationship with Krishna, that is jnana, and what is my duty to Krishna, that is jnana. And as soon as you know all these things, what is Krishna, what you are, what is your relationship, and what is your duty, then naturally you become reluctant to these material activities. That is called vairāga. So, jnana vairāga yuktena, bhakti yogena. How this jnana and vairāga can be awakened? The jnana is there, but it is now covered. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Kavuna, it is stated in the Chaitanya. That my relationship with Krishna is Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha means it is eternal, it is not artificial. Not that we accept Krishna as my master or father or like this, artificially. This is eternal fact. But by forgetting Krishna, I am suffering. This is a fact. So if we want to be free from this fearfulness, sadā samadvigna dhiyā, that is the Prahlad Maharaj's advice. Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father, my dear boy, what best thing you have learned from your teachers? So he said, the sadāsamudvikvidhāṁ asodgraha hityātma-ghātaṁ grihyanda-kūpaṁ banaṁ gato jat harimāsrayetā. That is the best thing. He said, tatsādhu-manne asura-varja dehina. Anyone who has accepted this material body, this is asat. It is not state. But we have accepted this body. But we are so foolish that we do not know that I am not this body. I am separate from this body. Somehow or other, I am now entrapped or encased in this body. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Tat sadhumanne suravarja dehina. Dehina. Dehina means one who has accepted this material body. And Vaishnava is Surida Sarvadehina. Kapil Dev has said. A Vaishnava who is in connection with Krishna, his business is to go door to door and canvass everyone. My dear sir, you are not this body. You are wasting your time only under the concept of body. You are Krishna's. You become Krishna's servant. This is Krishna consciousness movement. My dear sir, you are not this body. You are not American. You are not Indian. You are not Brahmin. You are not Shudra. You are not cat. You are not dog. You are part and parcel of Krishna. And you serve Krishna. This is Krishna. That's all. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice. Jare dakho tare koho Krishna upadesha. It is not very difficult. You haven't got to become very learned scholar to become guru. Guru's business is to give the right information. That is guru. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar agyaye guru haiya. Every all of you become guru. No, I am not a learned man. Or I am this, I am that, how can I become guru? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, it is very easy thing. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amar agyaye guru haiya taro ei desh. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. You become guru simply by advising everyone the instruction which Krishna has given. That's all. You become guru. It is not at all difficult thing. But if you want to cheat others, that you are Bhagavan, you are this and that, you are yogi, you are very powerful, and I am God, then you will cheat. Because you are neither God, you are less than a dog, you are falsely claiming that you are God. That is not your position. You are servant of God. That is your position. That is beyond gyan. Therefore, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't take talk all nonsense thing. Simply say the real thing. And what is the real thing? That is explained by Krishna. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam sarva. You take this mission. My dear sir, you give up everything nonsense. You simply surrender to Krishna. Then you become guru. Is it very difficult to become guru? Well, no. But we shall not take this business. We shall talk all nonsense and become guru and incarnation and God and so on, and cheat others and cheat oneself. This is going on. Otherwise, to become guru is not at all difficult. Simply, you surrender yourself to Krishna. You become abhayam, sattva-shuddhi. You become fearless. Yes, I am now under the protection of Krishna. I have no more fear. I don't care for anyone. I simply take to Krishna. Akuto bhayam. Akuto bhayam. This is said by Kapil Dev also. All Shastra says like that. And Krishna also says the same thing in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktya mama vijanati. If you want to know me, then it is through bhakti, not your so-called gyan and karma and jo. You'll never be able to understand. You'll never be able to understand. Nahang prakasa sarvasya, yoga maya. You'll be simply covered by yoga maya. This is not possible. Bhakti means surrender. So without surrendering to Krishna, you cannot understand. Krishna deserves the right, not being exposed to the fools and rascals. He is simply for the devotees. Bhaktyamama vijana. He never says, by jnana mama vijanati, by karma mama vijanati, by yoga mama vijanati. No. He rather says, yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhajati yogamang samayi yuktatam. He is the first class yogi. who is always thinking of me, and who always thinks of Krishna, unless he is a devotee. You cannot understand Krishna without becoming a devotee. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, he says to Arjuna, Bhaktosi Priyosi Me. I am talking to you the same old system of yoga, Bhagavad Gita, because you are my devotee. So, if you actually want liberation or fearlessness, no more fear, and if you want actually to become immortal, no more birth, death, old age and disease, then you have to accept the words of Krishna, as he says, sarva dhanman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. That is bhakti. That is bhakti. So you have to take. Here it is same thing he said. Jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yogena. Unless you have got full knowledge, jnana and vairagya, full renunciation, no more material life. This is called renunciation. No more sense gratification. Material life means sense gratification. Everyone is working so hard day and night. Why? For sense gratification. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham. Grihamedi, those who have accepted this body or the society or the family or the nation, all this griha, it is called griha. Or grihamedi, those who are attached to all these things, grihamedi, their only happiness, just maithunadi, sexual intercourse. Janamaithunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham. Very insignificant, very abominable combination of man and woman. And they are working so hard, they are not. That is the only pleasure. So vairagya means when you will be detestful to this sex pleasure. That is called vairagya. Nama jadavadhi mama chitta krishna padarvinda. That is possible only when you are perfectly Krishna conscious. Otherwise it is not possible. Therefore Krishna's name is Madana Mohan. And the material is Madana Dahan. In the material world, everyone is suffering by the piercing arrow of Cupid, man or woman. The Madan, Cupid, is piercing the arrow to man and woman, and the woman is mad after man, and man is mad after woman. But when you see Krishna actually, then you see Madana Mohan, then no more suffering of the piercing arrow of the Cupid. And that is called akutobhayam, no more fear. No more fear. Now you become fearless. And when, if you want to become fearless, akutubhayam, then Krishna says, then Kapildev says, pravishanti akutubhayam. He enters bhakti yogena. When one is actually in bhakti yoga, full knowledge and vairagya, renunciation of the material world, then he is able to enter. Vaktyamam abhijanati javan jaschami tattata. Krishna says in the Bhagavad. Tatomang tattato gnatva. In this way, when one understands what is Krishna in truth, that is called knowledge. Jnana vairagya yukta. Tatomang tattato gnatva. Visati tadanantaram. He is allowed to enter into the spiritual kingdom. Not before that. Not before that. Without bhakti. And bhakti by bhakti, he will automatically attain the stage of jnana vairagya. Just like if you take one very nice digestive pill, so whatever you have eaten, even stone, it will be digested. It will be digested. Similarly, as soon as you take to bhakti, immediately your gross body and subtle body is digested. You live in the spiritual world. Sagunana samatitta itana brahma bhuyaya kalpa. Brahma Bhuvaya means that spiritual body. We are already Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. But it is covered by the material body, the gross body, kiti of tej manudma, fire, water, earth, air, like that. And manabuddhi ahankar, the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. So we are covered by these subtle body and gross body. This is our impediment. But by karma yoga, you try to get out of this gross body. By jnana yoga, you try to get out of this subtle body. But bhakti yoga, you cross over this subtle body and gross body, you are immediately situated in the spiritual body. Jnana vairagya yukta. Sagunan samatita. So long you are in the subtle body and gross body, then you are suffering under the three modes of material nature. The body is created by the three modes of material nature, according to karanam guna sangasya sadasa juni janmas. We get different types of body on account of association with these material modes of nature, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. But if you are situated in the devotional service of the Lord, you immediately become on the platform of Brahma Bhuta Pratannatma. Immediate. Aham Brahmasmi, this is simply theoretical. That is theoretical knowledge, that Aham Brahmasmi. But when you are actually in devotional service, then that is practical. You are no more in the material platform. You are on the Brahma platform, Brahma Bhuta Pratannatma. Na sochati na kankhati samas sarveshu bhut mad bhakti labhate phala. So by being situated on the spiritual platform, automatically you achieve your original status, constitutional position, Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma. Then you are able to enter into the kingdom of God or the spiritual world. Tato mang tattato gatta. Here also it is said, pravishanti akuto bhayam. Pravishanti. You have to enter. You are not destroyed. Just like we are pravishanti in different types of body, in material existence, tatha dehantra prati. So when you are free from this material contamination, then you pravishanti in the spiritual world. The pravishanti is there. In the material world, you are pravishanti from one body to another, and you are suffering. So long you get this body, you must suffer. Either you get the king's body, or the cobbler's body, or ant's body, or dog's body. To accept material body means suffering. There cannot be akutobha. Unless you enter in the spiritual world with your spiritual body, there is no question of akutobham. So that akutobham is possible when you are practiced to bhakti yogam. Vasudevi bhagavati bhakti yogam prayojita janayati asu vairagyam jnananca jadahitakam. If you engage yourself in the devotional service of Vasudev, Krishna, Vasudev, Om Namo Bhagavati, Vasudeva. If you enter, then Vasudeva Bhagavati. Vasudeva means the Supreme Personality of God. Bhakti Yoga Prayajata. If you apply yourself, engage yourself in Bhakti Yoga, then Janayati Asu Vairagyam. Cause and effect. As soon as you engage yourself in devotional service of Vasudeva, under the direction of Shastra and spiritual master, then janayati asu vairagyam. And we are practically experiencing that since you have come to Krishna consciousness moment, you have no more interest, material activities. No more interest. That is vairagya. You are simply meant for service of Krishna. That is jnana. In this way, if you want actually to be fearless and enter into the spiritual life or spiritual kingdom, back to home, back to Godhead, then you have to accept this bhakti yoga process, and it is very easy, and then you become fearless, and your life is successful. Thank you very much. All right.